You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Mary Hildebrandt, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. This clever gel works like a vaccine for wildfires. Today, scientists announced they have created an environmentally safe gel that could help prevent wildfires. The gel can be applied directly to vegetation, and unlike other flame retardants, it won't blow away in the wind. If adopted widely, it could be applied around the roads and utility infrastructure where 84% of California's 300,000 fires in the last decade have ignited. Over the weekend, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk took the stage to show off a brand new spacecraft, a gleaming bullet-shaped rocket he calls Starship. The rocket may look like a fantasy, but it's the very real upper stage of SpaceX's next-generation rocket, which the company plans on using to carry humans to the moon and eventually Mars. Starship still has quite a bit of testing ahead of it, but Musk has already sold seats on the spacecraft for a trip around the moon. And now for today's fast fact, 0.7%. That's how often professional bowlers manage to convert the 7-10 split, about once every 145 attempts. It's widely considered the hardest shot to hit in bowling. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.